ければ。
My skills ain't paying bills and it's messing with me and my grip. I drink that Saint Ice and smoke the ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living foul like a nigga about the trick. I'm not that one when asleep, but I'm lost. Cause I be on some old, I'm tired of brothers trying to come up off women type thing. And if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his little dick stuff back in another direction. Then don't even use protection. I hate foolishness that people can't avoid. Yo, and if worse came to worse, I run abroad on unemployed. Cause who the hell cares that I got gray hairs and can't sleep? Know what I mean?
This is deep. I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start tripping and get to thinking on the deep tip behind all that bull that I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But after that, I'm evil and I'm hip to every chick trying to get a grip and every wanna be met trying to stack. But yo, bump that. And I say bump that with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy up and do this rap thing, fucking singers. Yo, I think I'm getting tense. Cause my dollars ain't making nobody sense. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoked. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope, and lately I've been flipping on some old paranoid. Like looking suckers up and down, trying to stalk, cause I'm a heart.
So why don't you just soften up?
I try to be cool, but I get caught up when I go to clubs. Straight up, I don't even trust myself.
Yo, you can trust me.
How you figure that?
I'm just like you.
Why?
Let's get it together, man. The Fat Max, the Big Mike, Almighty Triple X Sale, coming at y'all live and direct from MaxCity.com. Max City Limits Radio Show. This will be the third time I'm trying to get myself together to do this podcast, man. I initially was trying to do something real slick in video format. I was going to take you players, man, on a like little tour of the city, you know, to show y'all where my traps used to be at, you know, where I used to get my honeys and all that, man. But the weather just will not cooperate, man. It is just always snowing or raining or it's cold. It won't warm the fuck up or nothing, man. But anyway, this is the Blueprint Show. Finally, you know, my apologies to the player, man, RH. You know what I mean? One of my major donors, you know. Bruh, sorry to keep you waiting, man. But I've been having writer's block. It's not really writer's block, but, you know, it's creative block, man. It's like sometimes I'll go through these phases where I'll sit down and I'll try and say something or spit on a podcast and nothing comes out, man, or it just don't come out right. So, like I said, I've had to actually scrap two shows because they were absolutely horrible. They were abysmal. Hopefully, this one will not. You know what I mean? So, but before I get into that, let me talk to the brother RH right quick. He wanted me to do a special show pertaining to, what's that dude's name? Robert Kraft, I think. The owner of the New England Patriots. I think he's the owner. And I read a little something about it, and I did see that news when it first broke, and I seen what the fool did. And RH wanted me and Tony to do a show basically on what he did wrong, because basically he got knocked. He got caught up in a sting as far as solicitation of prostitution. And that would be a really short show, man. It's really a no-brainer about what he did wrong. RH wanted to know, as far as the power tricking goes, like, what was his major mishaps and his missteps? And his major misstep was going to a brothel or going to a massage parlor or dealing with professional prostitutes. You know what I mean? Me and Tony, we don't get down that like that. Every female we fuck with, we know on an intimate and personal level. Yeah, man. So this will extremely cut down on your chances of getting caught in a sting. So there's really no need to do a podcast on that. Like I said, it'll be really short. Like I said, stay away from massage parlors. Stay away from brothels. Don't be screwing with no females out there on the blade, on the streets, on the street corners, because that's a good way to get knocked. That's a good way to get caught up in some sort of sting, you know what I mean? So, there you have it right there, RH. What did he do wrong? That's what he did wrong. He went to a massage parlor. He went in. Okay, man. I'm having technical difficulties as far as my phone, man. It's like, once again, it's broads calling my phone, man. Calling my goddamn phone, man. You cannot deny the effectiveness of this blueprint I'm about to go ahead and hit y'all with, man, okay? Because I'm trying to tell you, man, this shit is crazy. It's bananas, man. You know, I ain't been in the hustle, man, since 2010, 2011, bruh. You know what I mean? Even though I started in 2003. And I still have action, dog. I still have action. And I'm not even trying. You know what I mean? So, well, before I got cut off, because my phone rang, because it was a breezy calling. Yeah, that's what he did wrong, RH. He went to a brothel. He went to a massage parlor. He was screwing around with professional prostitutes, man. Me and Tony, we organic with our shit. Every female pretty much that we screw with, man, you know, we know them on a real-time, organic, intimate basis. All right? And also, let me say to the players that been hitting me up, bruh, my apologies, man, I've not been able to get back with y'all, parlay, or talk, or rap, man. I just, man, I've been just so tired, man. I've been working. I've been sleeping, working. And also, I got this creative block that's been going on, man. So, I just really haven't had time to really rap to nobody, man. But with that being said, let's get down to business. Let's see how. First of all, I want you cats to know and understand, right, that you need to make sure that you really want to do this. There is no doubt I've had much, much fun. I've had... You want to talk about being a kid in a candy store or a fat kid loving cake? Bruh, I've been living the life for the longest, man, since 2003. But I would also like to interject that when I really look back upon my life, the happiest I've ever been is when I was a married man, you know, doing the wife and the kids and the white picket fence and all of that shit, man. I encourage all you players, man, to at least try that. You know what I mean? Trying to have a wife and some kids and live, like I say, normal, should I say? I don't want to get on what's normal and what's abnormal, man, but nothing makes me happier, or nothing made me happier, man, to see little versions of me running around and a good woman to actually rear those children, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't want y'all to sell yourself short, man, getting into this lifestyle, bro. Because once you get into this lifestyle, you know, it's kind of hard to get out because it's so easy to do. You know, it's it can be very addicting, man. Very addicting. And I'm to the point now where I can't really see myself doing it any other way. You know what I mean? But, bro, I just had a female over last night. A honey I've been fucking with, man, since 06. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be saying their names no more on this joint, man. But, I mean, and me and this female, we have a real hardcore bona fide relationship, man. And did I break her off? Yeah, I broke her off, but she broke me off too. Believe that, son. She broke me off real swell, boy. Oh, and she ready to come back today. You know what I mean? But of course, I dictate the terms of the relationship. I dictate what I give them. You know what I mean? They don't call, say, I need this or I need, yeah. No, none of that punk shit. You know what I mean? That a lot of simp niggas will accept. You know, like I said, this is power tricking, man. You know what I mean? You dictate the terms of the exchange in a relationship, man. But that, with that being said, though, you got to be righteous. You feel me? You got to be righteous and you got to do them right. Otherwise, I mean, how can you have a relationship that spans back to 2006? You know what I mean? Shit, because the female, she know you about your business and she going to take care of you. You know what I mean? When push come to shove. But anyway, yeah, make sure that you can look yourself in the mirror when it's all said and done. Don't sell yourself short. Try your best to at least have a nuclear core family. All right? Whether you're black, white, yellow, red, whatever, man. Like I said, just looking back on it now, bruh, I really lived the life when I had my wife and my kids. And looking back, I can actually say that was the happiest I've been in my life. Now, I'm not saying that what I'm doing now ain't fun. I'm definitely not saying that. I am thoroughly enjoying myself. But if I actually had to compare, even though you could say it's apples and oranges, back then I had purpose. Back then I was living for someone other than myself. Yeah, man, you know, and that's what motivates me when it comes to life. You know, having purpose, having your life have meaning. And that's what that was, man, when I had a woman and I had children that I was responsible for. So, I mean, I don't know, man, if you haven't experienced it, man, try it. You know what I mean? If you can find a woman that's worth a shit. All right. Well, I feel I'm rambling. I'm just spinning my wheels here like I did past couple shows. Okay, let's see here. Man, I tell you what, man, we gonna take a little break before I start screwing up again. Hey, my apologies, fellas, man. Yeah, I gotta get on here. I gotta try, you know, because I can't delay this shit no more, because it's just been too long, you know what I mean, keeping the players waiting, man. So I'm gonna take a little break, get my wits together, and I'll be back. right, y'all. Yeah, I think I'll be playing music on this joint. That's probably going to piss some of y'all off. Hey, just fast forward through some of this joint, man, because I'm going to need some intermissions, some interludes to gather my thoughts, man. So please bear with me, fellas. Please bear with me. All right, now. Okay, now understand this, man. When I hit y'all with this blueprint, it is basically a reaction to all the questions I've received through the years about what I did exactly to get the steady flow of broads that I had and that I still have now. All right. Some of this will be monkey business to y'all. Some of this, y'all will say that's just too much effort. I can't be putting all that kind of effort into getting no bitch, you know, whatever. But once again, this is just a reaction. This is just me telling you what I did. All right. You don't have to do it. You can say, Big Mike, go fuck yourself. I ain't going through all that shit. You know what I mean? But like I said, this is me telling you what I did for those who have asked me in the past. Okay. All right. So what did I do? It ain't really nothing new. It's actually like the oldest trick in the book. Remember, me and Tony have always told y'all to use a female's nature against her. You know what I mean? Because females are really good at using a man's nature against him. And one of the time-honored professions that's real good for using a woman's nature against her is being a photographer. Yes, yes, the photography game, being a photographer. And yeah, man, women love attention. Women love attention. Women love goddamn attention, man. Now, I'm not necessarily sure what the climate is today as far as women needing photographs, because they have all these cell phones now. They have all these filters now where a woman can take her own photos and put a filter on it and make herself look like a million goddamn bucks. You know what I mean? But when I started out, they didn't have all that shit, man. You know, if a female wanted some really slick photographs, man, she had to get, you know, her photos taken by someone who knew what the fuck they was doing. You know what I mean? So that's where I came in, all right? So this is where it gets tricky now. You know what I mean? This is where it gets tricky. If you are going to pose as a photographer, right? See, basically, this is how you're going to get all the women. This is how all the women are going to flock to you and be knocking on your door. That is if you take really good photos. So this is the tricky part, man, because you actually got to know what the fuck you're doing. You actually have to know how to take the photos and have to be good in a post-production, man, as far as putting all sorts of effects on the photos to make the female look, you know, better than she normally looks, all right? And when she sees her photos and she's like really impressed with the work you've done, then that's like word of mouth. You know what I mean? She's going to tell her friends, and then those friends will tell other friends, and then those friends will tell other friends and shit, man. And then before you know it, your phone will be blowing up with females wanting to take photos. All right? Now, there's another aspect of the game that's kind of tricky, right? Because you're going to be saying to yourself, man, I ain't signing up to do all that shit, man. Yo, well, check it out, because like I said, the females will be coming to you. Now, typically, right, if you're like a legit photographer, you can pay the female for her image, for her time and her attention. You know what I mean? Using her as a model. You know what I mean? Or you could just make some sort of deal with the chick and be like, hey, you go ahead, do some modeling for me, and I'll let you have these photos, you know, right off the grip for free. All right. Now, the main thing is, right, no matter what happens between you and that female, you want her to have those photos. Okay? You want her to have those photos because it's important that she be able to floss them photos in front of her friends and other females. You know what I mean? Because once again, you're using a broad's nature against her. All right? So if you're going to get into the photography game, the photography hustle, no matter what avenue you choose, whether you choose to pay them for the photos, or whether you choose just to make a fair exchange by doing the work for the female, by taking the photos and letting her have the photos, that's totally up to you, man. Whatever you more comfortable with. But the main thing is you want her to have some of them photos. You know what I mean? Shit. That's going to be like the worm on the hook for the other broads, okay? Now, I know and understand that it helps that you look the part also. I realize that these iPhones are great, you know what I mean, as far as taking photos and videos, but you want to look the part. So I do recommend that you do have a real camera, all right? Do a real camera and take some photos of the female. Now, however you want to spend this, whether you want to tell the female that this is just for your own private personal collection, or, you know, you legitimately doing something for, you know, a magazine or whatever. It's up to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line is you taking pictures and you need to look professional. You have to look the part. The female has to take you seriously. All right. And also, you know, you could throw a little bit more bait on the hook with the chick, man, and tell her for each female she bring you, you know what I mean, on the photography game, any model that wants to do work, you know what I mean, if she bring you some more females, you know, you'll go ahead and hit her with a referral fee. How much that is totally up to you. You know what I mean? Now, keep in mind, right now, this is just you building your base. This is just you building clientele, man. You know what I mean? Shit, you want just a steady flow of females coming in, man. You know, taking the photos. Now, once again, let me go back to the whole situation where I was talking about you could either pay them or you could just do a fair exchange joint, right? Where you just say, look, I'll take photos of you. And in exchange for that, I'll just let you have the photos. You know what I mean? Now, it's best, actually, you know what I mean, from the jump to be just pay him. Say, look, I'm going to pay you for these photos. Bam. And, of course, it's up to you whether you want to starve him out where you don't give him the photos. You know what I mean? And you just keep them to yourself. Really, it's all predicated on the female, man. For real, man. You got to read the female. But, shit. What I always did, I always paid them straight up. Outright, and I gave them samples of the photos. I never gave them all the photos, but I gave them some of the best joints that I took, and also I gave them some money. You know what I mean? Now, you giving them that money because you setting them up, right? Once again, you're putting the worm on the hook. You're setting them up. You're getting them used to getting paid. You're getting them used to getting paid. Not only that, right, but you're also getting to know them. They're getting to know you. You know what I mean? Y'all building like a little friendship, a nice little rapport. You know what I mean? You want to get her comfortable with you. You want to get her to the point where she don't think you're some sort of creep. You know what I mean? Shit, I mean, y'all can go out and kick it, man. You know, go to the restaurants and shit. And you can go, I mean, I would do slick shit, man. Like I said, hey, you know, we're going to do a photo shoot. We're going to a park. But before we do that, you know what I mean? I'm going to stop by. We're going to pick up a little something to eat. You know what I mean? You want to stop by Old Charlie's or TGI Fridays, get something to eat first before we hit this park. And they'd be like, yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're taking them out to eat. You know what I'm saying? You take it. And then you go to the park. You take some nice little flicks of her and shit. You know what I mean? So you're going on a low-key date. But it's, you know, under the guise of business. You know what I mean? The female get used to that sort of treatment. She getting the attention. She gonna get paid. She gonna get some nice photos. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you set the bitch up, man. You set her up, man. You got the worm on the hook. And so, pretty soon what begins to happen, man, is, you know what I mean? If you lucky, if you get you a go-getter, get you a couple go-getters on the team, man, and you doing your little photography thing. Now, like I said, I don't know how serious you want to make this photography thing. I don't know how far you want to take it. I don't know how legit you want to look. Shit, man. But bottom line is, it does take a little bit of work, a little bit of skill to get this popping off, man. You know what I mean? And a lot of cats will be like, nigga, that's just too much work for some ass. But, bruh, it gets to the point where this shit is just on autopilot and the pussy just don't never stop, man. You know what I mean? It just does. Like I said, I ain't took a photo of Nab Bitch, man, since like 2011, man. And shit, my boy the Side Trickster, he's still getting females calling him, talking about, yeah, I got this one girl. She want to do some work. She want to put in some work. You know what I mean? And he banged some 18-year-old slut over here. She wasn't all that to look at. I ain't going to front. But yeah, man. But still, you know what I'm saying? He had some 18-year-old dust bucket over here banging on him like a couple weeks ago. I was like, God damn, boy. Like, you must be desperate to sub, bitch, nigga. Like, your standards have severely dwindled, sir. But like I'm saying, shit. What you basically want to do, man, is out of this whole interaction, man, I firmly believe in quality, not quantity. Bruh, I'm not going to say their names, but I got 5 females, man. I got 5 of them. That's like my core favorites. And, bruh, they still fucking with me to this day. You know what I mean? They still fucks with me to this day. You know what I mean? Just because of that rapport that I built with them. Just because of that time. The time we took building that relationship when it was business and pleasure at the same time. You know what I mean? So once again, we going to go back to the worm on the hook aspect. You got them used to fucking with you. You got them used to going out to eat, going out to the parks. You giving her all the attention she want. She got some nice little photos. You know what I mean? She may have even told a couple of her friends. You know what I mean? She may have even referred a couple of her friends to come and see you. You know what I mean? And you done went ahead and did the same thing with them. Basically, what happens is that shit starts to that shit starts to branch out, man. It creates a spider's web of freaks, man, that you can call on at any moment's notice for some work. All right. Now, understand this, like I said, the whole seriousness of you doing this, I don't know how far you want to take it, right, as far as the photography game goes, but it helps if you're good at taking photos. This shit's not really going to work if you don't have no talent for photography. So once again, this is me just telling you how I did it. All right, how I set myself up in the game to have just a endless revolving door of good cooch. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So once again, go back to the worm on the hook aspect. The worm on the hook, this is how you really get them locked in, right? Now, it may work. It all depends on your game. All depends on your delivery. And all depends on the female. All of this shit is dynamic. It's not static. All right. Certain game will work on this female that won't work on that female. You know what I mean? But it's up to you to use some common sense to read the broad right. All right. Now, remember, I told you it's best to just go ahead and break them off the money for the photos in the beginning, right off the grip. Right. And this is why it's best to do it. Because at some point, you're probably not going to want to, take any more photos of her. You know what I mean? Get in.
Black Mac Almighty Triple XL coming to live and direct from MacCity.com. Love it, babe. Love it, babe. Love it, babe. Love it, babe.
one, come and take your place. Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See no one else, let me let you do. That's why I don't mind to spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world, don't you understand? Your love.
Oh my God, man. Sorry. Sorry about that, y'all. Had another interruption, had another call. You know, I'll be on this iPhone, man, trying to do my shows and shit, man. It just don't never stop, man. Every time I try and do a show, it's bitches calling and shit. So, where was I at? Oh yeah, the worm on the hook aspect, man. When you paying the female to do photos for you. And then one day you just say, look, I've already got enough photos of you. You know what I mean? We've already explored the other route of you bringing me other females. You know what I mean? I've been breaking you off that way. Yeah, you can hit her with that and say, you know, you've been breaking her off referral fees to bring other chicks or whatever, man. You know what I mean? And you've exhausted that avenue. So what's next after that? You've already taken pictures of her. You paid her for the pictures. She's brought you other females, other broads. You paid her for that. It's time to move in for the kill. It's time to move in for the kill. Now, of course, it helps if you had, you know, a lot of time invested in this chick. You know what I'm saying? If she's got a chance to know you and she's comfortable with you, you can hit her with the, nah, I don't really need no photos and I don't really need no referral fees to be given out for no other broads. Shit. But you can hit her with some shit like, hey, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? We can have an even exchange of a different nature, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay? Now, I don't recommend a mode one approach. I don't really recommend it, all right? Okay? I mean, that has its place. But I didn't get to where I'm at just coming out balls to the wall and telling bitches to suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? When I use this approach, man. You gotta ease them on into it. You ease them on into it. And of course, I had to ease them on into it because I'm not Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? You gotta cook a bitch slowly, like a frog. You ever heard of that instance, man, where if you go ahead, you throw a frog into the pot, right? And you're trying to cook the frog, and you throw them in a pot of boiling water, they're going to jump the fuck out, okay? But if you really want to cook the frog, you slowly turn the temperature up while the frog's in the pot. That way the frog will be thoroughly cooked, and they won't jump out, because by the time they figure out it's hot, it's too late. You understand? All right, so that's what I did, all right? You may be type of cat that can get that off, but I was not really the type of cat all the time that could get that off in that certain situation, in that certain circumstance. Now, when I was out on the streets recruiting broads, I would use the mode one shit because I didn't had no time to waste on no bitch. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know if I was going to get me a good prostitute or, you know, a female that was going to play ball right off the grip. So I ain't, you know, I didn't play no games, man. I just walked right up to him and told him what the fuck it was, what it is, what it's going to shall be. You know what I mean? Shit. And they either they bid or they didn't. But while I had him on the hook, you know, I did treat him with some kid gloves. Or sometimes, I take that back, I did hit him with the 1-2 punch where I was kind of like trying to get rid of them. You know, I really didn't want some of them to stick around, so I basically would tell them, like, no, I don't need no photos from you, and I don't need you to go recruit nobody for me, but I need my dick sucked. Yeah, I did do that a couple times, and surprisingly, it worked. Shit, man. So, yes, that's basically the blueprint in a nutshell, right there. And, of course, you can tweak it, and it's really all predicated upon how legitimate you want to look and how serious you want to present yourself. Nigga, you can get a studio, you can get the lights, you can get the cameras, you can do all that shit. Or you can be just like me. I had, you know, just one rinky-dink little ass camera, right? And I didn't have no studio, but shit, I just, everywhere I went and I had the female there, you know, I would just snapping shots of them. Snapping because, yo, my shit was more so reality-based. My shit was more documentary-based, man. So I didn't have to have all the trappings and the lights. And even though the lights that I did have, it was funny. They were like garage car work lights, man. They weren't like real studio lights, man, you know. I mean, I went bare bones, bare minimum on these bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? And, bruh, it's worked dividends. It's worked in spades all these years, man. Like I said, just yesterday, man, I had a beautiful time with one of my babies, man. I swear to God, man, I love this woman to death. You know what I'm saying? Now, her love for me, that's debatable. But, nigga, since 2006... You know what I'm saying? Since 2006, she's been getting me together. And she's never Feldman. Never let me down, boy. She old faithful. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I did it, man. The photography game. It's an old hustle. It's kind of like a new twist on it. Kind of like a new spin. You want to get them used to getting that money. You want to get them used to coming to you, hollering at you about the money. You know what I mean? But one day, shit, the well's going to run dry, and you just going to hit her with a new proposal. Be like, hey, now understand, this is after you have spent time with her. You wined and dined her. She's had a good time. Y'all been to the park. Y'all been downtown. Took some slick photos. Made her look like a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know what I mean? A lot of females be like, shit, that's a pretty good deal. And then you go and hit it with the, hey, well, you know, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. We going to have an even exchange, a fair exchange on a different level. You know what I mean? Shit. Well, she's not so insulted after she's gone through this, you know, little preparation. You know what I mean? This little road trip and adventure with your man for the past couple months. You dig? So, hey, she might say yes. She might say no. I don't know. It depends on you, Jack. Depends on your level of game and how easy it is for you to read abroad. To know when she's ready to hear those magical words. Okay? Also, let me give y'all a tip, man, when it comes to these females, man. Don't let them bring boyfriends or bring girlfriends to no goddamn shoot. All right? Now, I don't know how racy you want these photos to be. Alright, I mean, like I said, it could be photos of you just taking them in a bikini or just regular clothes. I don't care what it is. You do not want bitches and boyfriends. Man, it's you don't want nobody in the bitch ear, man, making her uncomfortable, man. You want the broad to basically be paying attention to you. You know what I mean? This is your time to break the chick in. And when you got somebody else there disturbing the energy flow, you know what I mean? It's hard to actually break the broad down, man, and get her to listen to what you talking about and prepare her for the kill that might be coming down the road in a couple months. You know what I'm saying? So, no. Fuck that boyfriend shit and fuck her little girlfriends. Fuck them all. You know what I mean? Now, if you're trying to get the ball rolling real quick, I mean, I don't really suggest it because I didn't do it. You might entertain having females there, extra females there, and, or a boyfriend there. But it just, to me, it never works right, man, because the bitch be self-conscious as shit, man. Of course, my photos was a little bit more racy, you know what I mean? But I don't really suggest you do it. But if you're really trying to get the ball rolling and you just trying to get as many females, as much clientele as you can, people knowing who you are and what you do and how you do it, you're trying to get your name out there, whatever, that's up to you, bro. But I've never really had a really good break-in process when I allowed a bitch to bring one of her loudmouth-ass girlfriends or some nigga giving me the side eye, you know what I mean, while I take photos of his chick and shit, man, you know what I mean? Because a bitch can never get comfortable, and a bitch is always thinking about being judged by the boyfriend or by her girlfriends or whatever and shit. No, it's not, not a good idea, bro. So once again, this is all predicated upon how deep you want to go into it. All right, you might be the type of nigga that could just use your iPhone as a camera and get bitches to bite on that. Like, if you just take pictures of a broad with your iPhone and you real slick with the filters or the post-production and shit, man, you know what I mean? If you can get broads to bite on that, man, more power to you, man. But it's just me, I think it's real important to look the part. You know what I mean? For them to take you seriously. You know what I mean? And then you take it from there, man. Like I said, you sink your hooks in a couple months down the road once she come to you asking for another paid gig and let her know, The candy shop is closed. You know what I mean? I don't need any more work from you, and I don't really need you to refer no females right about now. But check this out. Shit. I got a little job opening you might want to be receptive to. You know what I mean? Shit. I got another fair exchange program you might be interested in. Shit. And it pays good. Uh-huh. Shit. So there we have that. But with that being said, bro, if you do it right, trust me, man. Trust me. I have a lot of photographer friends, and none of them are hurting for pussy. None of them are hurting for pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So there you have it. If you wanted to know how I did it, I just gave y'all the blueprint on how I did it. Happy hunting.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Christian Chanty, Bezzanine 7, showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Digger. Let's get forward this birth as we confiscate your figures.
Casanova Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band. The Big Chilla Diamond Convention, Harlem Buck Strut, Breezing World Heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, a pleasure. From the Knuckle Swatch, Shadow Boxers catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, why? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming. Fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, two flayers for swerving on corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on this. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night. Better take it light, you Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Lago, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit, what?
Fallen sparrows, Curtis Seas, a black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we 9. From the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my functions. We merchandise and love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and.
Yeah, the sunny Chiba, he be sippin' on my red duh. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red duh. We float the tri-state draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, drizzly armor better. The bursting of clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what?
Don't give me a swing, I got mines and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Belvin?
Don't give me a swing, I got mine and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Belvin?
Yes, I don't hate players, I'm from the crown rhyme sayers. Whatever kids say is get down with no delay. I play my card shark style, kings and aces. Welcome to New York, the Ellis, the four places.